Welcome back to Rock and Roll Science Just Can't Let It Be. This is a daily examination of the Beatles' Let It Be sessions, and today we are up to January 8th, 1969. Before Paul arrives, George complains that his songs are often rejected. Paul and John must have given George's complaints some thought, because two of George's songs will be rehearsed at length today. When all four Beatles are assembled, they run through their relatively finished songs. Two of Us, Don't Let Me Down, I've Got a Feeling, and One After 909. Some of these songs are actually starting to take shape pretty well. Now it's George's turn, and they decide to work on All Things Must Pass.
Just to go from the beginning, I wouldn't tell us when we come...
Hit him!
Yeah,
well, hit him!
You could come in on the second one, and Ringo could come in on the third one, which would be the first line of the first verse.
As you can hear, Paul and John are actively engaged in helping George work.
Sunrise doesn't last all morning. A cloudburst doesn't last all day. Seems my love is up, has left you with no warning.
After quite a bit of rehearsal of All Things Must Pass, they nail Bathroom Window.
That's why I quit the police department. I got myself a steady job. I know she tried her best to help me. She could steal, but she could not rob.
Luncheon. Should we? Why not? Okay, let's adjourn for luncheon and we'll meet again after.
After lunch, they spend time on Maxwell's Silver Hammer, Paul's song, before learning I Me Mine. Paul is as helpful as he was this morning. John's more or less into it, but he still can't resist making fun of the song.
We use it for a commercial. So, yeah, it's fine. And what do we do about that?
Yeah, run along, son. We'll see you later. Rock and roll band, you know.
It's interesting to note that John can't quite figure out what to play. He's having the same problem with All Things Must Pass, and I think it really just comes down to poor keyboard skills. At Paul's suggestion, John and Yoko waltz towards the end of the rehearsal, and you can actually see that in the Let It Be movie. Let's check out a complete run-through of the song, and note that everybody plays well, but Paul's kind of screwing around at the beginning.
One, two, three.
All through the day, I be mine, I be mine, I be mine.
wonder if George felt that John and Paul treated his songs with enough respect today. Based on what's going to happen in 2 days, I'm going to assume that he didn't. Despite all this work, this would be the last day the Beatles touched on Imi Mi until the middle of next year. John and Yoko's dancing made it into the Let It Be film, so it was necessary to record a studio version for the album. John blew off the session. The other three Beatles recorded Imi Mi without him. Now let's take a look at how many songs we have by each author. Of the four finished songs they ran this morning, two are Paul's, one's John's, and the other one is an old one that John and Paul co-wrote. Today, they also rehearsed two new songs each by George and Paul. So of the new songs that are being considered for the TV special, we've got four by Paul, two by George, and only one by John. And that's in real contrast to, say, the Hard Day's Night album, when John was just cranking out these killer songs. Paul asks John point blank if he has any more songs, and John kind of weasels out of answering directly, and he and Paul have to kind of joke back and forth to talk about this really important issue.
Haven't you written any songs?
No.
Hello?
I'm
going
to be faced with a crisis.
More volume.
When I'm up against the wall, Paul, you'll find I'm up my best.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, I know, but I wish you'd come up with the goods.
Well, look, I think I've got Sunday off.
Hello?
Yeah, well, I hope you can deliver.
I'm hoping for a little rock and roller.
Yeah, I was hoping the same thing myself.
Sammy loved his mammy. She hammy dammy.
Okay.
Something with a whiff got loogle.
The mic.
A whiff got loogle. Damn it.
Stop that goddamn feedback!
Obviously, the feedback isn't helping things. Toward the end of the afternoon, Paul teaches the band The Long and Winding Road, and they have a long discussion about what? You guessed it, yes, the live show. That's right. Come back tomorrow for more of Rock and Roll Science, Just Can't Let It Be. It's still here at rockandrollscience.wordpress.com. On January 9th, we'll hear the first serious rehearsals of For You Blue, Let It Be, and Get Back. Until then, shine on, everybody.
Straight line, baby, but the wrong old call.